Life in our modern age comes at you pretty fast, which makes our time away especially valuable. When I take time to relax, I like to get far from my everyday life, immerse myself in natural beauty, and have unique experiences. But you don't have to leave the U.S. to experience tropical rainforests and islands filled with adventure, warm culture, and national treasures. Visit Puerto Rico, an island with a vibrant spirit that will sweep you away. Because when you visit, you don't become part of the island, it becomes part of you. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. Puerto Rico, where visits end, but stories last forever. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hello and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh. There's Chuck. There's Josh. And this is Short Stuff, like I said.
Your nickname is Josh.
Which is short for Joshua.
That makes sense.
It does, almost boringly so. Your nickname is Chuck, which is short for Chuck. No, it's short for Charles.
Yeah, that's what kind of got me onto this. I realized I sort of never knew how Chuck came from Charles. And there are a lot of examples of names that we're going to go through right now that don't quite make sense. And there are some interesting and murky stories behind a lot of these.
Well, let's start with yours, okay. With Chuck. I always thought Chuck was short for Chuck Bo Buck, but it's not. It's short for Charles, but it doesn't really make sense. I mean, there is the CH that you know, you're like, well, okay, they're associated in that way.
That's about it, though.
But it turns out that the story behind how Chuck got associated with Charles is one of the most fascinating, convoluted stories that anyone's ever come up with. And unlike most nicknames for English language names, it does not come from England or even from the UK or Europe. It comes from America, specifically the Lower East Side of New York in Chinatown, where there was a guy named George Washington O'Connor, who came to be known as the first Chuck O'Connor, or
That's
just
right.
Chuck Connors.
Yeah, and not the Chuck Connors, the actor.
The rifleman.
Yeah, that's a little confusing. But this is a gangster. He grew up in Chinatown, and this is how the story goes. You know, we weren't there. Hung out in Chinatown a lot by growing up there, obviously, and became known as the mayor of Chinatown. And he says that he got the name Chuck because he loved Chuck steak.
And everyone else said, that's not true, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He's the guy. He should know. But other people have pointed to the 1850 census in the U.S., where if you look at those names and you pick out the Chucks or the variations of Chuck, they were Chinese. He's right. In Chinatown, yep. Variations of Chuck in Chinatown. And so basically, when he dies, they misprint his name as Charles. He never right. was Charles.
No, it was George.
So it was just basically a big mistake. I'm a big mistake.
Well, your nickname is, that's all.
Yeah.
Not a bad one.
Not
How
bad.
How about another? How about Hank? Hank is short for Harry or Henry, right?
Yeah, weird. But this one makes more sense.
It does. It's actually pretty straightforward. Hank, H-E-N-K, is actually the Dutch name for Henry.
Right.
And so back in the 16th, 17th, 18th century, again around New York with all the Dutch settlers, they would have called somebody whose name was Henry, Henk, H-E-N-K, which eventually became Hank. Pretty boring until you realize that the original nickname for Henry wasn't Hank, but among English speakers, it was Harry. So much so that Prince Harry, his real name is actually Prince Henry,
which I had
no idea yeah. until today, uh-huh. yesterday.
Same here. This one is super interesting because I've often pondered, how does a Richard become a dick? Mm-hmm. And this one kind of goes back to medieval times when basically there were kind of like four names. You were John, William, Robert, or Richard. And then there was always like, you know, Serge over in the corner. But it was basically those four names, more or less. Mm-hmm. And so it got really confusing. And so nicknames became really popular. So you could sort out your Richards and your Roberts and your Johns and your Williams.
Yeah, because not only did they all have the same first name, people didn't have last names by that time yet.
It was just so confusing back then.
It really was. So people started coming up with rhyming names where the first letter would be different, right?
Yeah, you had to make sure you were killing the right guy.
Right, exactly. You know? Right. So Richard has always had the shortened form of Rick, basically. Yeah. But because you might know seven Ricks, you might also call one of them Hick or Dick, because rhyming names and switching letters with an H or a D was very, very popular back when people had absolutely nothing to do but farm and then die. So they would come up with stuff like this. So the original nickname for Richard was Hick at first, from what I understand.
Yeah, the same for Robert. Robert wasn't Bob at first. It was Dob or Hob. Mm-hmm. And then Bob came along much later for the same reason.
Yeah, and actually you can see this. There are people walking around with the last names of Hobson or Dobson.
Son of Hob.
That would be the son of a Bob or a Robert, who is nicknamed Hob or Dob by the people, again, who had nothing to do with their time.
All right, this is getting really confusing, so we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about Williams and Margaret's and Sarah's and Anne's and John's right after this.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Chuck, William to Bill. Seems pretty straightforward. Will, Bill, it rhymes. But apparently that's not the story behind it. If you go into the Irish Gaelic dialect, which is probably a form of Celtic, if you'll remember from the Druid episode, if you look at the letter W, you would typically want to say W. But no, it actually makes a B sound. And so when William the Conqueror headed into Ireland in the late 17th century, he was not very well liked. And so the local people who spoke Irish Gaelic saw that William and called him Billy. Instead of Willie, they called him Billy.
King Billy.
King Billy was the first Bill, and that's how Bill became the nickname for William.
But how does a bill become a law?
On Capitol Hill, it just hangs around.
Ladies, we haven't forgotten about you. Peggy is a nickname for Margaret, which this is where things get really interesting with the rhymes.
Yeah, if you weren't interested before, prepare to be finally in this episode.
Because apparently in the 1500s, in the 16th century, there was another fad for rhyming M names with P names. So this is how it goes timeline-wise. Okay. Margaret becomes Marge. That becomes Mag, or Madge, I guess. That becomes Meg. Eventually that becomes Meggie, perhaps. And then that becomes Peggy.
Yep. Meggie, Peggy.
And they say that that's the lineage, or not the lineage, but, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
The, well, the lineage, I think that works.
Yeah.
The etymology, the evolution?
Yeah, the evolution. There you go.
Okay.
That thing.
Here's another one for Margaret. So did you know that Daisy is a nickname for Margaret?
I had never heard that.
I hadn't either, which makes zero sense until you start speaking French. And you find out that Marguerite is the word for the flower daisy. And so some English speakers who were pretty full of themselves said, we're going to start calling Margaret's daisies.
Okay. I buy that.
I love it.
Martha would turn into Math or Moth. Eventually that would become Maddie, and then Patty, and then Patsy. So Patsy is apparently still a nickname for Martha.
Did not know that one.
I did not know that either.
So my favorite of all is Anne to Nancy.
Yeah, I like this one too, actually.
So instead of like saying something was my, M-Y, people would say mine, and they would speak affectionately of people, or I guess possessively of people, by saying like, mine Anne.
Right.
And then because people don't like to expend a lot of energy, that got shortened to Nan, my Nan, Nan, right?
Yeah.
And then Nan got kind of changed and dolled up to Nanny, and then Nancy, and then finally Nancy. So Nancy is a nickname for Anne. And the same thing also applies to like Ned, Nelly, any English name that begins with a vowel could be changed from mine Ed to Ned pretty easily.
There's one apparently ascribed to Baby Talk. Or attributed to, I guess I should say.
Sure.
Sarah. Apparently some kids have problems pronouncing the letter R. It'll sound like an L. So Sarah somehow makes the leap to Sally because of kids?
I guess. Have you ever heard Sally is a nickname for Sarah?
No.
I always thought Sally was just, that was just the name you were born with.
Yeah.
Or maybe here. It was short for salsa.
Well,
you know?
My daughter started making up nicknames for her ghost friends, which I guess are imaginary friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny to see her just come up with these names because one of them is Salsa.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Yeah, there's OC, Salsa, Fossil, Andy, Seesaw, and Sioux.
She loves the sibilants, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's all sort of, you know, she's working it out.
You're like, it's all in good fun.
It is, but now, like, I reference Salsa or Fossil or OC, mm-hmm. and she's like, yeah, they're right over there. And then I laugh, but part of me goes, is my house haunted?
Right. As long as they're not telling her to burn things, I think you're A-okay. My oldest sister had imaginary friends, and they were named Bobby, Teak, and Peek.
Bobby, Teak, and Peek?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Bobby Teak is one name, or there were three people?
There were three people.
Oh, so there must be something to that.
Yeah.
Alliteration?
I think so.
All right, let's finish up with John and Jack being a nickname for John. Because I always, when I first heard that, I think it was in the presidential debates when, who was it that said, you're no Jack Kennedy?
Lloyd Benson.
Yeah, I remember hearing that and being like, who the heck is Jack Kennedy? I think he meant John. And then I found out it was a nickname, and I never quite got that until yesterday.
Yeah, which is weird because nicknames are usually shortened names. This is just two four-letter names.
I know.
John and Jack. But yeah, Jack is a nickname for John, and there's a couple of theories. One is an easy one, that it goes back to the Norman invasion where the French would have brought the name Jacques over.
That makes
sense.
And
that people were like, oh, Jacques, Jack. You know, makes sense. The problem is that Jacques is the French name for James, not John. So there's a little bit of a hole in that one.
Yeah, the other is, again, in medieval England, sometimes you would add K-I-N, kin, as a suffix. Mm-hmm. So William was Wilkin, Peter was Perkin, which is how you get things like, again, Wilkin's son or Perkins. And apparently John became Jenkin. And Jenkin was shortened to Jink, which became Jack.
I think really this just demonstrates no one knows where Jack came from.
I think so.
So there you go. Hopefully your name was in there. If it wasn't, you can make up your own nickname. It's cool. Go ahead and let us know what it is. Find us somewhere on social or via email. Who knows? But we leave it up to you to determine which route to take. In the meantime, we're out of here with our short stuff.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.